to have a new basis there? Why? It's very easy for them to come to this failed state and work from there. So obviously France has an interest.
I think the French are feeling embarrassed that they've really lost their foothold in Africa. It's a slap in the face of national pride. If you look at today, right now, what happened today? What was the most important thing that happened today in Africa? It took place in Kenya, where they inaugurated a, I believe it was in the neighborhood of a $14 billion rail line linking East Africa through Kenya, all funded by the Chinese. This is a huge deal. In the old days, you would have seen the president of France down there in charge of this. It would have been a French operation. This was a Chinese operation. And the future of Africa is in the hands of the Chinese. And what's going on now is that the Western powers, France specifically here, are, I think, trying to be a little bit too old colonial for their own good.
Yeah, but again, as we were saying earlier, countries like France are haunted by the way they've, by inaction in the past.
Get over it. It's a brave new world.
We're talking about real people being killed here in the Central African Republic.
And I'm talking about real politique in the 21st century. Yes, you're right. But do we see, again, do we see the mass protests in the streets saying that we have to do something for these people in Central Africa? Did we see this going on in Darfur? Did we see it go on in Somalia? Well, no, you know, we did not. Humanitarian interventions are not popular among nation states unless economic interests are at stake. And that's a real politique reality that a lot of conservatives and liberals have a hard time swallowing. But it doesn't make it any less true.